I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron Streetwise podcast on business and investing. This week, I focus on Disney and how the pandemic might change theme parks, movies, and television. Here's Disney Executive Chairman Bob Iger.
Just as we now do bag checks for everybody that goes into our parks, it could be that at some point we add a component of that that takes people's temperatures.
Disney Beyond the Pandemic on this week's Barron Streetwise. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic has put the squeeze on household budgets, leaving many people struggling to pay basic monthly expenses, like the rent. That's leading many renters to turn to credit cards. And while that may ease the cash crunch on the first of the month, it comes with considerable risk.
You know, there's definitely been a trend towards more people needing to finance their rent in some way or another, at least temporarily. And for those people, you know, there's a risk that this compounds the financial hardship that they're experiencing right now due to coronavirus.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Will Parker. Coming up, he'll tell us how landlords feel about credit cards and how credit bureaus will treat missed payments during the pandemic.
I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron Streetwise podcast on business and investing. This week, I focus on Disney and how the pandemic might change theme parks, movies, and television. Here's Disney Executive Chairman Bob Iger.
Just as we now do bag checks for everybody that goes into our parks, it could be that at some point we add a component of that that takes people's temperatures.
Disney Beyond the Pandemic on this week's Barron Streetwise. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first of the month traditionally means the rent is due, but widespread job losses and furloughs are making it harder for many people to plan their household's cash flow. As a result, more out-of-work tenants are using credit cards to pay the rent. Wall Street Journal reporter Will Parker was with us to discuss. So, Will, do a lot of tenants pay their rent by credit card?
An increasing number of people do pay by card. It used to be really uncommon, and more landlords have started allowing it.
Okay, but overall, are landlords on board with tenants paying via credit card?
Yeah, so historically, a lot of landlords didn't like the idea of taking credit card payments. It's for a lot of reasons. One, they take a while to process. There are even ways that you can pull out of a credit card payment by going to your company before something clears. You know, there are fees associated with it too, that, you know, for larger the rent payment, the more expensive that fee is. But that's changed over the years as there's been more demand to pay online and do different types of digital payments. And landlords also realize they could pass off a lot of those costs onto tenants, and that by letting people pay with credit cards, they could avoid late payments from tenants who are having trouble paying. Landlords are seeing credit cards as a way to bring in more rent payments right now. And so many of them are agreeing to waive the transaction fees that usually come with using a credit card. So that could be 2 or 3% of the rent. So they've decided that they'll pay for that if it means, you know, more of their tenants pay on time.
But what are the financial risks that people face who pay their rent with a credit card?
The group of people who pay rent with their credit card, you know, varies a lot. I mean, some people do it as a convenience or to build up credit or get points. But, you know, there's definitely been a trend towards more people needing to finance their rent in some way or another, at least temporarily. And for those people, you know, there's a risk that this compounds the financial hardship that they're experiencing right now due to coronavirus. The number of unemployed workers, filing for benefits is expected to exceed 20 million when those numbers come out this week. And to be, you know, adding debt on what is for most people their largest expense along with that, you know, that could cause real problems.
But aren't there other costs that renters need to be aware of?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of talk about how low interest rates are in general right now. But, you know, with credit cards, you're still looking on average, you know, well over 10%. And if one sort of looks to their credit card as a way to get a cash advance to make a more traditional rent payment, that's going to be over 20% interest rate in some cases. So that carries a lot of risk.
Now, some cities and states have offered some relief for tenants who are having trouble paying rent.
you know, different cities and different states have different rules. There hasn't been a consistent, agreed upon way to deal with the number of people who are unable to pay rent right now and protecting them from eviction. But you're seeing protections against eviction due to unpaid rent for varying periods of time in places all over the country. But a lot of concern remains about, you know, how that will work on a case-by-case basis, which landlords, you know, work within the rules, which demand to see, you know, hard proof that a tenant is dealing with financial hardship and deserves some sort of leniency. There are cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco that have explicitly called what they're doing a rent deferral and have laid out guidelines for how much time renters have to pay back their rent. But many other states and cities kind of have a de facto rent deferral in that they're saying you can't evict tenants because they didn't pay their rent for X amount of days or weeks, which, you know, ultimately means that they have the ability to pay that back within that time frame without being kicked out of their own home.
But broadly, the news has gotten better in terms of renters being able to pay, right?
So unemployment benefits are increasing from the stimulus and being distributed. You know, one tenant I talked to for this story on credit cards, she made the choice to pay with a card until those benefits cleared, which they now have. For those that are qualifying for those benefits and in the states that are dispersing them the quickest, there is relief, but you know, that's still coming.
But tenants who miss payments might not get help from the credit bureaus.
There had been some draft legislation around the time that the first couple of coronavirus response packages were put together that would have put a kind of a moratorium of 4 months on negative information being added to people's credit reports during coronavirus. But that ultimately did not make it into what was passed. Individual credit card companies have said that they will work with their customers on certain terms and will be aware of the fact that there are going to be a large number of people unable to pay. But, you know, missed payments, other negative credit information can still end up on people's reports.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Will Parker. Will, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.